Everyone, hey guys, welcome back to the Dish Talk Show. Also, welcome back to the fun part of the Dish Talk Show, which is just vibing. And you know, already know what just vibing is. I'm not even gonna explain it again to you. Welcome back to the show. Today is another day to talk about something really exciting, or in this case, really disgusting. I'm gonna be talking about my most embarrassing story ever. Embarrassing story ever. I'm gonna be talking about my most embarrassing story ever, and it's, to you it might not be that embarrassing, but to me it was really embarrassing. And no, I don't think that's my most embarrassing story. My most embarrassing story can't be said here. It can't be said here. But I'm going to talk about my most embarrassing story. I hope you guys have been having fun so far. This is Just Vibing. And you know, you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, many other platforms as well. Follow the Dish Talk Show on Instagram, and you can listen to the little snippets and have access to the podcast directly from the link in the bio. Yeah, so that's basically it. And this is a fun podcast. Is it really fun though? It's just me. For now, it's gonna get really fun. It's gonna get interesting later on, so just stay tuned. Okay, let's hop right into it. My most embarrassing story. Before I finish you guys with the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me, let's go and answer those questions. You know, from the first podcast I uploaded on Just Vibing, I was asking people to ask me questions about myself, and most people added questions. So let me use this opportunity to jump right into those questions and answer them. So let's go. Here I have the first question, which is some of you, how many girlfriends or boyfriends have you had? How many boyfriends have I had? How many boyfriends have I had, actually? Let me count. Certain relationships I don't count as relationship, but I'm going to count regardless. I have four boyfriends. I've had four boyfriends in the past. Four. One, two, three, four, five. Oh yeah, I have had four boyfriends in the past. Okay, next is, do you have any bad habits? Yes. If you fuck up, according to me, you know what? Like, I think my bad habit is, if you mess up, yeah, and you do something that is really childish and it's like unfathomably, oh well, I was trying to speak grammar. It's, you do something really upsetting to me, I block you immediately. And you know the funny thing, I might not even tell you. Would I call it ghosting though? Do I ghost people? I don't think I've ghosted. Like, I don't know. I just block you. Yeah, maybe I've ghosted. Ghosting. And I like to isolate myself a lot, so that's a really bad habit. What's your favorite thing to do when you have free time? Favorite thing. I like to go to the movies alone. And my favorite day to go to the movies is Monday. I like going to the movies on Monday. Should I go to the movies tomorrow? Should I go to the movies tomorrow? Oh my god! Okay, whatever. I'm not going to the movies tomorrow. I have work to do, so. I like going to the movies alone. I like going to watching movies. I like going to the stores. I like shopping with my eyes. Not because I can't afford it, but because, you know, I don't want to waste money. Okay. Which is your favorite piece of clothing? No clothing. Honestly, I hate clothes. Like, anything that has to rub on my body. My favorite piece of clothing is like Bubu's Bubu. If you want to know the exact type of Bubu I like, go to Thailand Style and look at the clothes they make. And that's the Bubu. I like the Bubu. They call it Buba. Buba. I like Buba because it's very free. It doesn't used to rub. It doesn't tighten me. I like Buba. Like, Buba is my favorite clothes. Even if I'm wearing up and down, it has to be the free bubble top and pants. I do not like anything very tight. Even aside from the bubble, I just do not like wearing clothes. I don't like wearing clothes. It's not because I'm trying to be sexy. I just don't like things rubbing against my body. So you see, it's different from being sexy. Okay. Are you a dog person or a cat person? I feel like I've answered this question before. I'm a dog person. I was trying to be a cat person, but come on, man. Those things creep me out, though. I can't be a cat person. I'm a dog person. Are you a good cook? Yes, I am. I think I've answered this before. I'm a good cook, but I don't know how to cook everything. I just know the... Yes, I have answered this. I just know what it means to create something and how to do it. What's the one dish you make the best? I make stew. I think I've answered this before. What's your favorite TV show when you were a child? TV show. What kind of questions are these, Chef? Chef. TV show when I was a child. Do I remember when I was a child? Were we even allowed to watch TV when I was a child? I don't think we were allowed to watch TV when I was a child. But let me think about it. I like watching Cartoon Network, though. That was one of the things we watched a lot. And Samurai Jack was my favorite cartoon. And I know that I can remember always being excited when Samurai Jack came on. Other than Samurai Jack, I know I had a lot. I hated, by the way, I really hated Kids Next Door. I know people that like Kids Next Door are going to come for me and say, oh my gosh, and blah, 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 blah. Listen, I hated that cartoon with my life. If it was Kids Next Door, I would not watch it. I hated Ed, Edd and Eddy as well. I just thought it was so boring. And just, I hated the animation. I just hated Ed, Edd and Eddy, Kids Next Door. Cram Twins. Oh god, I hated Cram Twins. Hated that show. I'm pretty sure I can remember. You know what? Why don't I just pull up old cartoons and let you guys know all of the ones I absolutely hated? So now I'm looking at the list. I pulled it up. I hated I hated Chowder. I hated Chowder so much. Chowder and the cooking show, not my thing. I really liked Dexter's Lab. Yes, Powerpuff Girls. I like Dexter's Lab a lot. One of my faves. I still watch cartoons this day, by the way. I haven't seen my gym partner's Monkey Shah, but I hated Chowder. Those were the... I know that I have some that I absolutely... Right now, there's some that I hated. I think the ones that look like Minecraft, I hate that one so much. Gumball. My favorite cartoons currently is Gumball, Regular Show, Adventure Time. Please, let me not fall on my baby's hands. Gumball, Amazing Life of Gumball. I'm going to adult cartoons. Okay, let me get serious. Gumball, Amazing Life of Gumball, right? Adventure Time. My brain is on freeze mode. What the fuck is the other one? Oh fuck. Regular Show. I used to like Ben 10, but like Ben 10 now became really trashy, so I don't like Ben 10 anymore. They said Ben 10 died, so obviously they showed. Like, that was... Ben 10 was one of the biggest cartoon... I don't know if it's a franchise or ever. It was huge. So those were the ones... These are the ones I fucking fuck with right now. I have more, but I can't remember them. Okay. What other question do you have for me? Just because of time, I think I'm just gonna go through five, or like let's do eight. What do you think about your life right now? My life right now is confusing me. I'm in a state of confusion right now. Do you avoid conflicts or face it? I avoid it. I prevent it. I avoid it. I hate conflict. What's your first job? My first job was working in accounting. Actually, I was working in accounting, and that was like an internship job. So I was actually meant to work in Premium Pensions as an organizational psychologist, but they put me in accounting department, and I was forced to do some shit for like writing the numbers of pay. If my job was actually ridiculous and laughable, if you think about it, I don't want to go back there. I feel so stupid. What's the strangest thing you've ever seen? Wow, that's a fucking good question. What's the strangest thing I've ever seen? A man having sex with a cow. That was insane. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? Weirdest thing I've ever eaten? No, this makes me feel like I'm picky eater because I don't have a memory of eating something weird. Weirdest thing I've ever eaten. Oh my gosh, I don't eat weird things. Probably one of those like combos, like, you know, the ritualists. Twitter called them the ritualists. I've tried egusi and rice before. That was weird, but it wasn't that bad. Who has left a strong impression on you? Oh, my mom. My mom left a very strong impression on me. Who is the first person you call whenever something happens in your life? My best friend. Her. Immediately. Hello? Bubble? Immediately. If you could change one bad habit, weakness of yours, what would it be? I want to be more fearless, basically. I want to be fearless. Are you a bathroom singer? No. I used to be, but I'm not anymore. Do you get angry quickly? Nope. Do you prefer hanging out with many friends or small group? I like a small group. I like a small group. But it depends. Depends if there's liquor. Like, I'm going for any. Do you have any allergies? I am allergic to milk. I think it's called lactose intolerant. Do you love a garden? Yes, I love a garden. I'm planning to start a garden in my house, but you know me, I'm very, very distracted easily. Do you have a tattoo? I don't have a tattoo. And this is where I call it for these questions. Thank you for your questions. I really appreciate them, and I hope you can learn one or two things about me from these questions. These are very weird questions. It looks like something that you concocted from concoction. Anyways, thank you for asking these questions. You can send more questions if you're feeling curious, and I will answer them. So let's hop to the gist of the day. You know, we are not going to forget and talk about, we're going to be talking about the drink of the day. And the drink of the day is a beer. I'm drinking a Legend beer, and I just decided to try stouts. I think it's called stouts, beer stouts. It's still a beer, but it's a stout, and it's not that bad. It's kind of bitter, like it has a bitter aftertaste, like after you take a sip and you're like you just beat into cola nuts. It has that vibe, but it's, the buzz is not bad. It's not really bad. So let's get into this very embarrassing story. So one very day, okay, this actually happened in secondary school, so you might not think it's that embarrassing, but to me it was embarrassing. So in the morning in secondary school, I like to keep my corner clean, and this was when I was in SS2, by the way. Let me take a sip of my Legend. I like to keep my corner clean, very clean. I've always been like that, organized ever since I knew myself. I'm very organized. It has to be clean. It has to be clean. I cannot if it's not clean. It has to be clean. So, I don't know. I still don't think I'm clean enough, but whatever. Let's just move on. I like to keep my corner clean. In the morning, I wake up, I leave my bed, I keep my corner very organized. It just helps. It just gives me sanity, basically. So we usually have this morning devotion in different rooms. So like in my secondary school, we had like 10 rooms. Oh my God, I'm having flashbacks. Nostalgia. Fuck. Okay. we had like 10 rooms, I think. Wait, let me see. One, two. We had like 5 rooms, and we're very little. We're like 150 in the whole school. So it was like a private secondary school, APJ. So, in my school, we're having devotion in my room apparently, and I don't like it when we have devotion in my room because people will come to the room, they will sit on random strangers' beds. I just didn't like it. I prefer to go to other people's room for morning devotions, but they're having it in my room. And so a girl, I think I went to my best friend's room to call out, just, you know, every time I bath, lay in my bed, get ready for class, but around like 6 a.m. or 7, because you know we have assembly and everything, you have to be up early. To be honest, I miss secondary school. So let me quickly, next podcast, I'm going to be talking about my experience in command. So let me quickly run through the story. So I go to my best friend's room to call her, and then before I came back, they've already packed themselves in my room. Everybody packed themselves in my room for devotion. I was like, whatever, I just found my way to my corner. So I was approaching my corner. And by the way, I was that senior that everybody knew my corner was in Lugo area. But I was not a wicked senior, but don't come near my corner. Like, are you okay? So I was approaching my corner and I just see somebody on my bed, which is rare, which everybody knew was rare as hell. Nobody sits on my bed. Even my best friend, when she comes over, she looks at my children and lays on my bed, and I'm like, whatever, because she's my best friend, I love her. Nobody dares try stay on my bed. Okay, let's move on. So I see this girl, she's on my bed. I can't remember her name, but I know she has a brother in school, but whatever. She was on my bed. She was polishing her shoe on my bed. With one of her shoe on my bed while polishing the other. I was mad. I didn't even know what came over me. I didn't know what came over me. I just went and gave her a dirty slap. That was my first senior exercising on my seniority power. It's physical harm. I gave her a dirty slap. When I gave her that dirty slap, she realized where she was. She stood up and left. I said, don't you ever. Everybody already knew. You know, people in my room already knew what the deal was with her. Like, you're going to be like, are you okay sleeping on Pamela's bed? I gave her a dirty slap. So that, get the fuck up. Shut up. I said, she can't even lay it better. Like, get the fuck out of my face. She can't lay the bed better than me, so I told her to get the fuck out of my face. I talk really fast sometimes. Lay the bed, feeding myself. Nobody even argued with me because they already knew. Pam pam. Pam 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 pam. I don't like bragging about things. I'm not even bragging, but like, I'm not a wicked person. I didn't really, really harm any juniors in my time. I just don't like people crossing my boundaries, especially when I don't even know you. Who gave you the right to steal my bed? Are you even okay though? Moving on. So I went about my day, devotion ended, went to class, yada 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 yada. So after class, we used to have lunch. Okay, we have lunch after class, and that was like around the 2 or 12, I think it was around 12:31. We used to have lunch, then from lunch go for siesta and everything. And I don't know, you have remedials. I think remedials were like immediately after. I can't remember, but if I think enough, I remember. But like, we had lunch, afternoon lunch, and that was after classes by 1. So I was like hearing some little whispers left and right about what I did, and how she told her brother what I did, and her brother's, by the way, her brother was in that boy was my classmate. Was that my oh my god. Anyway, can you guess what happens next? As you're guessing what happens next, please remember, I hate to do this to you guys, but I'm sorry, please follow the Dish Talk Show on Instagram and Twitter, and subscribe to the YouTube on Dish Talk Show, and please follow us on Spotify and also Apple Podcasts as well, please. And the Dish Talk Show. Getting back to the story, so I was hearing some rumors left, right, and center about what the brother was like. saying about to, you know, harm me. Just hearing some like gossip, whatever. It wasn't that deep of a gossip, but I was just hearing some flies in my ear, like whatever. I don't give a fuck. That girl was fucking stupid. She disrespected me. So I went for lunch feeling like a body that I am. I went for lunch and I went to my table. You know, lunch, you have your table, you know, you're not really assigned a table. I think you're assigned a table. I can't remember how it goes, but I don't think you're really assigned a table. You just choose the table with your friends and SS2 table, SS1 table, whatever. So I went to my table, I was feeling like a body sitting on my table. I went to get my food. I sat at my table about to eat my, I think it was rice that day. It was rice, white rice and stew that day. So I got my white rice and stew. Feel like a bad body. As I was sitting down, next thing I knew, this boy came into cafeteria, which is the girl's brother in question. Girl in question's brother came into the cafeteria and started charging at me. Like he was charging, and by the way, that guy was like 6'3". And you know we were in secondary school, so you know we're children. I think I was 6'3". He was in my class. Yeah. I was in SS2. I don't think we had SS3. No, wait, was that SS2? Yeah, SS2. I don't know. But I think it was in my class. Moving on. He was charging at me. I just saw him from my, you know, side body eye that he was charging at me, and then I just acted like I didn't know he was. Everybody was like, you know, standing from the tables watching, trying to. It was phones back then. I think I would have been trending on Instagram or worldwide right now. So I'm just chilling. I saw him from my side eye. I was like, whatever. I feel like nothing happened. Just being myself. Next thing I knew, he came to me and gave me a dirty slap. Oh my god, that slap was so dirty and humiliating, because just as one students were there, and they were there during devotion. Just as one students were there, just as two, like everybody was, the whole school was there, and he gave me a dirty slap in front of the whole school. Embarrassed me. My friends were even snickering. Like when he did that, I didn't even respond. I didn't say, oh, why did he start? I didn't come. He slapped me. I didn't even act like anything happened. I just continued eating my food like nothing happened. Like as a body, that's what am I supposed to do? Cry? Excuse you? Continue eating my food as a body that I am. And everybody was just snickering, talking about. And I just as he slapped me, I just nodded my head like, your sister's gonna hear it tonight. But I didn't do anything to sister because I'm not that kind of person. And guess what? The next day he came to my chair. I think I'm jumping. So the next day I go back to the hostel. Everyone's like, you have to punish that junior. I was like, I'm not gonna do anything. Like, it's not my business. Like, I just moved on basically as a buddy that I am. I keep saying I'm a buddy. So the next day in school, I was just on my table, reading or doing something, preparing for class, whatever, and then next thing I see was this tall tree standing beside me. I'm like, okay, what the fuck is about to happen? Is that what slapped me again? And the next thing says, I'm really sorry. I really apologize for the way I acted. Blah 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 blah. We ended up dating. No, we didn't. We didn't end up dating. Don't worry. I know you guys want me to end up dating, but we didn't end up dating. So I accepted and I moved on. So that was one of the most embarrassing times of my life. I'm going to give you guys a download of nostalgic gists I have loaded for you guys. So like, that was what happened, and it was interesting, but what can I say? That was what happened. So I want to hear your embarrassing stories. I want you guys to type it down in the description. I don't want to say description. It's not a description. It's like a little thingy. It's like a little question. I call it the question box. Type your experiences in the question box. I would love to read them here. And please, please type your experiences so we can actually talk about them here and laugh together. Now, we're going to be reading one disgusting story I came across. I cannot suffer alone, you know. I will have to make people suffer too. I can't suffer alone. You must hear this story. This is very disgusting. You must hear this story with me. I cannot suffer with this. I can't suffer with this story alone. You must hear this thing. So, let me have a sip before I dive into the story, because the story is really bad. So someone sent this to me. Someone sent this to my email. And I was like, okay, what's this about? Thank God. And I started reading it, and it's really gagged me, basically. So let's start off. Last summer, this one talking now. The question was, what's your most disgusting stories? And this is what this person said. He said, I don't know what they identify as. Last summer, I was at a festival with my friends in Portugal. Each night we had been downing gallons of wine. So we slept in a crazy hot tent. It easily got up to 100 degrees in that region every day till late in the afternoon. Imagine that kind of cruise. Imagine actually being in a festival, downing gallons of wine, and the weather being so fucking hot. Like, what will you do? Like, and I'm pretty sure, like, I've already started, I just entered the first paragraph, right? And I can already tell that this is an American. Let's keep going. On one certain day, though, I woke up by some girl yelling really loud right next to me. I hear her boyfriend shout something like, "I know it's your shit because..." Oh my God, I already know what this is about. I know it's her boyfriend saying, "I know it's your shit because you are on your period." Oh my God. Oh my God. My chest, my abdomen, my umbilical cord. Okay, let's go. We can do this. We are strong. We are baddies. Okay. I hear her boyfriend shout something like, "I know it's your shit because you are on your period. And that is blood mixed with it." Oh my God. What the fuck? I was still half drunk, so it took me some time to process those words. But as soon as I did, I got out of my tent to watch the show. Obviously, I would, but like with a gag bucket, literally. Like, I can't just watch the show with my eyes. I'll be watching gag watch. Okay, so there were like 20, 30 people watching, and two cops are by this crime scene. I see. These people, their grandma sometimes used to give me high blood pressure. I have dyslexia, yeah, but like, this is even making it worse. Write your stories well. So let's start again. There were like 20 to 30 people watching, and there were two cops by the crime scene, quote unquote crime scene. They take the girl after she kept yelling for a couple minutes to take her away. Apparently, they had broken up the night before, and out of revenge, she decided to poop all over his stuff in the hot tent. Oh my God, in the hot tent. The hot tent, while everybody is drunk, while she's on her period. That's gross. Poop all over his stuff. It was gross. She said, she shat. Guy, what the fuck? It was gross. She shat. This is not my fault. Let me read what she wrote. It was gross. She shat what must have been pounds. Is that English? Okay, let's continue. Plus, the warm weather really didn't help the smell. She claimed it was not hers, but since she was on her period, the bloodstains that could be found around explained everything. Side notes, don't get bitches mad. This shit, like, why would you? That's actually very embarrassing, honestly. Like, why would you get mad and shit? Like, the time you are using to bend down, spread your cheeks apart, and don't you have time to reflect on your life? And like, this is actually really disgusting and embarrassing. Like, why can't I just stop this right now? So this is an embarrassing moment for her. So this is gross and embarrassing for you, my love. This is gross and embarrassing for you. Sorry, my love. That was really gross though. We have other gross stories, but we're out of time and we are just above 30 minutes. So hope you had enjoyment time listening to this episode. Hope you had fun listening to this episode. Remember that this is Just Vibing, and you can follow the Dish Talk Show on Instagram, Twitter, subscribe to YouTube at the Dish Talk Show as well. Get clips on YouTube, get clips on Instagram, and listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, so many podcasts, Radio Public. There's a list literally in my bio. You can have access to the podcast. And we will be having our website ready soon. And you'll be able to just go to the website and watch videos, listen to the podcast, and enjoy yourself 100 times. Thank you for listening. Thank you for enjoying this vibe. Thank you for just vibing with me. You know what? Just thank you for vibing, honestly. And see you next episode when I'll be talking about so many fun experiences as well. Have a lovely day or weekend, whenever time you're listening to. Have a lovely time. Bye.